of lechem? If so, mal halam mishlechem, just like by challah, it says arisafechem, only dough that belongs to you, then you have a chiyuv to take off challah. Not from my shesheni libud Rabbi Meir. Is afkan the same thing here? But lechem only by matzah mishelachem. You only yotze matzah that belongs to you. For loy mishel ma'isa, not from matzah that was made from my shesheni libud Rabbi Meir. You will not be yotze the mitzvah. So Mora says, let me bring you proof to this chat. It says like this: Isa shel ma'isa shesheni. If you have a dough that was made from the flour of Maisa Sheini, Faturah Menachala, Dibra Rimeyah, the current Rimeyah, it's like a pot of Menachala. Why? Because it says Arisa Seichem, and this is not called belonging to you, it belongs to Gevoyah to Hashem. Lechachom Mar Mechom say though, Chayev is Pechala, no, you should know there is a Chivatek of Chala, because they hold Maisa Sheini belongs to you. Samora says, like a question, Leimo Mesaila, you want to say bring your proof? It's exactly. It's not just lame, it's like it, but he's actually, the Mora said, lame is always bringing a proof. It's not just bringing a proof, that's exactly what he said. Rashi says, hihi, vada mesaila, it's for sure it's a proof. What's the lashon of lame, let's say? It's more meant to say like this, for sure it's a proof to the halacha of chala. That's true. But lame, elamidabaho, pligi, just like he argued by chala, maybe to be a proof to the other locha that he said, that by Esterig and that by Matz also you not be Yotzo. So this should be a proof, just like by Chal, you not Yotzo contra Bimeya, so Esterig and Matz also. Although we maybe know, Shani Issa, maybe the locha of Chal is different. The Yom Akra Risasechem, Arisasechem, Trezimni. Here it says it two times, the Loshna Arisasechem. So then maybe it's coming to Maisa Shani, Libra Bimeya. Again, that even though you're allowed to eat it, but maybe it's not called real mumin because you don't have the value of it. But maybe only by challah do you have this patur. Now, shenkein by esrog and by masa, since you have had to eat it, maybe you would be yotze the mitzvah. So if it's only lema, maybe it's a proof, but not 100%. Now the Mishnah says, shel truma tmei psula. If you have an eswig of truma tmei tzula, why the Gemara says less better achila? Because you're not allowed to eat it. Even a kain can't eat it. So according to everybody, lochem is only if you have a heter achila. Therefore, on truma tmei, you're not yotze to the mitzvah of eswig. Then the Mishnah says, v'shel truma tohira leito. If you have truma tohira, an eswig that was truma, and it's tohira, so lochachila you should not take it, you should not use it. But if you use it, you yotze to the mitzvah. Because the Maisa coins a lot to eat it, and it has a shame mum in the gate to a Kohanim. Therefore, b'dievid, you yotza the mitzvah. But the chetchilu you should not. The question is, why not? Samura says, pligi bought some achlekes, Reb Ami, Reb Asi. That Chad Omer once says, mefnei shemach shira. If you're going to use this esrik for the mitzvah, you're going to come to touch it with your wet hands, or Rashi says, because you're allowed to, you have to use it, though aged the lulu, you're allowed to put it back into water. And therefore you prayed the war is going to come upon the Yesrig, upon this Truma, and you're going to be master of the Kabul Tuma. And that's also Rashi says, V'yoso ligram Tuma the Truma. You see, the Pesach says, Mishmeres Truma, Sayem Rachmana, Asay Lo Shim, you have to watch it. So that's why the Chetchila, you should not take the Yesrig if it's of Truma Torah, because we're afraid you're going to be master of the Kabul Tuma, and that's also, that's the Gedlagi being Gorim, Tuma on Truma. That's what one says. The Chadoma one says, "Vnei Shemach Sida, you ruin the Esrig itself." Rashi says, "Kliposach Itzino, like the outside peel of the Esrig, the Nemesis becomes a little bit disgusting." Like the Mishmoshedaim, the fact you use it, and the Osalahavs to Truma, you're not allowed to be mavs to Truma. So therefore, the Chetzili should not take it for the mitzvah, not to go touch it. In other words, Truma should be used only teat. The current should take it and eat it, but should not take it to use it for the mitzvah, because it's being mafsed the outside shell. So you can't say really it comes off, because then the esrog will be posel stam. Al chosar, that's the stam, like Rashi says, it's nemesis, doesn't look so nice. It's not nice to cause that to truma. So Mora says, my b'nai, what's the difference? Mora says, kagoyin shekoro lo shame chut mikli posel. Let's say a koro lo shame truma on this pre, but excluding its outside shell, that you did not give a kushas truma. So Laman Diyam of Neshem Achshir of Yodi Yisur is not to use it, because you touch it with water, and you'd be Machshir the Kabotumah, Ikot, still be Yosa. Because the Maish you're going to be Metama, you may come to be Metama this Esri. But Laman Diyam of Neshem Achshir, you've learned the Yisur is, and now that I'd be Mafsit to ruin it, Leki, you don't have it. Because the outside shell is not truma, you are not mafresh the outside shell, so what gets ruined is not truma, then even the chassidu will be able to use it for the mitzvah. But then the Mishnah says, what's going to be the inota? Let's say you do use this esrit shell truma tayra ksheira, but you have the yotz of the mitzvah. Tamar says, why? Laman diyam of neishain v'heter achil, we said before the reason why it's not muta, by orla. Because you don't have a heter achilom. This truma, there's a heter achilo by a kohen. A kohen's not eat it. Rashi says, therefore, even the Yisrael Nami Nafka Bey, in Locha Mikre, if you buy it off a kohen, Hoyu Biyachal Achilu Leben Vita Kohen, that you could sell it to your son or your daughter, though there may be a kohen. Rashi says, a pigeon ain't lo, Lias the Terra Flachil to Yisrael, the Yermakain Roshu. You can't tell his opinion. Pidyon, and there's once something has a Kedusha Truma on it, you can't take the Truma off it. Therefore, there's no way to be Matra to Yisrael, but there is a way to give it to a Kain. Therefore, it's called it as a Heter Achila. Then, Laman Diyama, the three Shein Bo Din Momen by Orla, Haru Yesh Bo Din Momen. Here also, it has a Din Momen. Rashi says a Kain could be Mekadesh an Isha with it. And therefore, Yisrael Nami, Em Nostale a Kain Mekadesh Bo, Es Isha Moich Lekani, it also has value. Because you could sell it to a kohen, therefore it has value to it. Therefore, you yotze the mitzvah esrig v'di'eved with a esrig shel truma. Then the Mishnah says v'shel demai. Demai means that's a fruit that you brought off an amoritz. And Stam Peres Rashi says sofik if they took off ma'isus or not. So you could be yotze. Question is my time. What's the reason why? The kuri not allowed to eat it now. It doesn't have a heter achila. Demai is also achila rashi mafresh. So Marin says, like my time of the Beisilu, what's the reason of Beisilu? Beisilu, the Mishnah says, the Yotzel with Demai. So Marin says, Kiva, the boy, Malkululu Nichsei. If there's Yisrael now that wants to use it for the mitzvah, if he wanted it to be Mafkir, to abolish all his property, he could do it. And then Vaviyoni, he himself would become a poor man. And Vachosle, then he would be able to fit, it would be fit for him, Titsa Demai. Because that's the law, like we'll soon see, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to give an Oni Demai. Since it's only Nisa the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon were not Machmir, Negev to an Oni. His Hashtanami, even though now he is not Mafkir's property yet, but still Lochem Karina Bay, it's called yours, since it's fit to make it usable. The Tanan, we learned like this, that Machilin Esonim Demai, you're allowed to feed an Oni Demai. Vesach Sanoi Demai, if you have a guest over, Rashi says it means Chal Yeso Shemelech, if the army men of the king come into the city, and it's upon you to feed them, so therefore you're allowed to feed them with demai. And the reason is because since it's only a small iser, it's only chumr bialma, because really rover them do take off truma semaisers, so it's only chumr bialma, therefore we have this kula. So the kid said, they still hold it's a possibility for you to be able to eat it yourself, therefore it's called after achila. Now, the Yoma Rafuna Tony we learned, Beishamay says, no, ain machilin esanim, yes, achsanim demai. You're not allowed to feed an oni, or these army men that come see us, you can't feed them demai. Therefore, it's very good in the Mishnah where they say, Beishamay holds, you're not yotz with an eswik shel demai, because there's no heter achili even to an oni, you cannot give it to eat. Well, Beishamay says, oh, no, machilin esanim demai, you're allowed to feed an oni, a poor man with demai. If you have the army men coming over to the house, it's upon you to feed them, you're allowed to feed them demai. So therefore it's called the has a heter achila, that's why B'tzil holds with the yet, but you yotza the mitzvah with demai. With demai, you yotza even the chetchila. Then the Mishnah says, "Shemaisi sheni sheb Yerushalayim." That also lechetchil you should not take it, but if you take it, you yotze with maisi sheni. Samar explains, "Leman diyom of neshem achshir." We've learned before the reason why by truma you should not take the chetchila, because you may touch it with water and be machshir the kabotuma. Hare machshir here also maisi sheni, the same thing also. You're not supposed to be metama maisi sheni. But Ma'adiyom of Neishir Masid, the Rei Masid, the same thing. My Sisheni is a mitzvah tidit, and not to be mastered, and not to ruin it. Therefore, the Chilu do not take this esrig shel my Sisheni, because you may ruin it, you may be metamarit. But the if you take it, you would be yotza the mitzvah. Then the more explains, it says, V'yinotl, if you do take this esrig shel my Sisheni, k'sheri, you yotza the mitzvah. So Laman the Yamavnei Shein bo heter achilivlam, because doesn't have heter achilo, then Divrei Hakol goes according to everybody that Lamaisa Maisa Sheini has a heter achil in Yerushalayim. Laman the Yamavnei Shein bo dimom, if you learn that you have to have a din moment to it, then you have to say a Mishnah Mani Rabboni. A Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan sheets. It holds Maisa Sheini is called your money. It's called Momen Hedyet. Because according to Rabbi Meir, it's not, it's Momen Gevoya. It's not called a din moment, you will not be yotza mitzvahs esri. Then the Mishnah says also chazozis. Let's say some blisters or some pimple, Rashi says the Mishnah means going ababuas, like small blisters on the esri. So there it says that if it came upon rover of the esri, then the esri is possible. Omer Rab Chizda, dovozer this halacha Rabbeinu Agadol Omru. That is Rabbeinu Agadol said, which means Rab said it, and Hamokim Yabiyosa, Hashem should help him. That the law is like this. That the Mishnah says also Chazozis. There are scars on the Yesod that is possible. Ruboim Lo Yishonim Elav Hamokim Echad in one place. Then you need Roif to passel. Abu Bishnayim Mishloish Mekosav is on two or three different places. Then Shaira. Then the Meister remains kosher. Sumur says, Omele Rav, Rav said back, Adarab, just the opposite. Bishnayim, Bisholosh Mekoymas, Hevle Kemenumer. If you have the scars in two or three different places, it looks like a Kemenumer, like a spotted one. And that's not, that's a big thorn and hod, that's not called 3/8 other. And then it should be possible. It doesn't make sense to say if you have two or three places, then it's kosher. Sumur says, true, Elitma, if you learned our safe, it goes on the safer. Mute kosher, if you only have a minority of the esrig with scars, then it's kosher. So on this, Omer of Chizur Chizur said, the Dovah said, this halacha was soon going to say, right. All right, turn off. Again, the Omer of Chizur, that Dovah said, this halacha is Rabbeinu HaGadol Omru, means Rav said, V'hamokim yibiyaz, Hashem should help him, that Lashon, when was this learned, Ela, V'mokim mechad in one place, you have the scars, the miyuta, that's where it's kosher. Avo b'shnayim, m'shloshim, m'kamis, if it's two or three different places, and have like a menumer, it's like a spotted esrig, that's possible. Omar Rava, Rava says, v'yal choytma, means the top part of the esrig, v'yakilu b'mash v'nami possible. Any little scar you have on the top part of the esrig, that passes. That's what we say, the miyuta, it's kosher, it's only on the bottom or the middle part of the esrig. But the chaitma, the top part, Rashi says, the top part of it, Shemashbir, where it narrows down, Mishom, it comes down to the little narrower, then there are filo kosher is possible. So Rashi, why? Shanira Shomlanam, that's where everybody could see the Esrig, Yaiser, from other places. Shaboy. Shaboy, Suve, Adin, Leithman, that's where you look. If it doesn't look nice there, that's a sort of plea, creates other. So therefore, any little scar the Esrig would have on top of it, that would make a psalm. Now, exactly what a chazosis is, that the spots that pass of the esrig, so the Mishmur says a lotion of, also chazosis, he says, bein betolish, where it came upon when it was cut off, bein memechub, where it came when it was still growing on the tree, elabinin shiei gavoya mishar esrig, it has to be a little bit above the rest of the esrig. It has to be like a little bit of a blister, a little bit something coming on top of the esrig. Now you have a bletel, but just on part of the esrog itself, like it looks a little bit white there, a little bit dark there, that's the FTS of Shiloh. A lot of times we make it on some bletluch, that's not called a chazosis. A chazosis has to mean here that some part of like a bubble, like a scar grew on top of the esrog, it came higher up, then you have this so that the chutzmai even a little bit tassels, and otherwise on the sides of it, then either roif or else two or three spots, that would also tassel the esrog. All right, we'll stop there. See you on the next day.
What was I speaking, Gary?
You're holding the Lamed Vov. We're holding Lamed Vov. Just the last Gemara. We'll go again. Nikla. The last Gemara was if you peel.
He has to be Negev Niklof. Omar Rovo, Hayasuroiga the Yaglid. If you have an Yeswerg that you like peel off, Daglid means it's peeled off. Kehini Sumka, that looks red now. If you peel off the outer shell, it looks a little bit red. It's still Kshara, you could use it for a lulav, for an Yeswerg. So the Gemara of Anan Tana Nikla Apostle, we learned in the Mishnah, no. Nikla, if you peeled off the top part of the Yeswerg, is Apostle. So Gemara says, Lakashi, there's no Stira.